Word of mouth.
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 Well, that's what.
This is Word of Mouth from New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Virginia Prescott. Coming up, we get tips on going undercover in high school, 21 Jump Street style. Rule number one, don't date students. And a preview of the much-hyped film adaptation of The Hunger Games. We'll also hear about the discovery of a dusty archive of a collection of fairy tales sealed since the days of Mother Goose and the Brothers Grimm. We'll get more on that. But first, an invitation to mob rule. On Saturday, cash mobs will take to the streets in hundreds of cities and towns to celebrate International Cash Mob Day. It's an occasion for shoppers to meet at a designated time and then disperse with at least $20 to spend in local independent stores. Allison Graponi is organizing Concord's Cash Mob Day on Saturday. She's also CEO of Nearby Registry, an online gift registry for local stores and nonprofits. Allison, so great to have you here.
Thanks for having me.
So what can we expect here on Saturday in Concord?
Well, I hope listeners will grab a pen because we are inviting everybody to come to downtown Concord at 2 p.m., 38 North Main Street, and bring $20 to spend locally.
All right, so we will also have links on our website, wordofmouthradio.org, right, just to make sure that they can find the local cash mob. So where did this whole idea come from?
Well, I first read about it in the Wall Street Journal a few months back, and the idea is to change it up, to shop in groups, sometimes huge groups, and go to stores you may otherwise not visit. Most of the times, organizers just blast out a few details on social media and see what happens. The first was organized in Buffalo, New York, and another one in Cleveland quickly followed. And some have been held here in New Hampshire already, in Manchester and Rochester.
Right. I remember there was a carrot mob in Manchester.
Yes.
All sorts of mobs running the streets of New Hampshire. But the whole idea, of course, is to shop locally. And we've heard a lot about the importance of shopping locally. But many people in the state do work at big box stores, and they depend on them for their living. So where do they fall in this?
That's true, and they do play their role. And local shops are also part of our economy and are owned by our friends and neighbors. The American Independent Business Alliance and the Institute for Local Self-Reliance show that 2 to 3 times more local economic activity is generated when you shop at an independent business versus a chain. Mm. So for every dollar that you spend here, 50 cents stays local versus when you buy at a chain, about 15 to 20 cents will stay. So the dollars get recirculated here, and that's partly because local businesses use local services like banking and maintenance, construction, and copy services.
Well, how about for you personally? Do you ever shop at a big box store?
You know, sometimes there are things I cannot find locally, like bath towels, for example.
So you have to do it.
Yep.
Or how about online?
I shop very rarely online.
Well, you've spent a lot of time considering the challenges for local retailers. What are some of the biggies?
I think competing against larger stores with more inventory and often lower pricing. Conformity. If a customer saw it in one store, they know they can find it in the next town over, oftentimes in the same aisle. But the biggest thing is online presence. Small businesses don't have the financial means and often the expertise or time to really put into selling online.
There's also a challenge of perception and attitude, I think. You know, the argument against shopping at local stores on Main Street usually begins like, oh, I've got to find a place to park. Oh, there's a limited selection. Oh, it's more money. I'm going to have to walk from place to place. So what is your argument for it?
I think those are valid concerns because we are accustomed to convenience. The ultimate example is that there's no need to leave your computer to buy something. My argument, one, is nostalgia. Granite State Candy has been around since the 20s, and I like going there because I know my grandparents go there as well, and maybe their parents went there too. There's also more character to the local shopping experience. You can meet the shop owner, learn from them, find unique products, and you can also fight a parking meter.
You know, it is, you are from a very strong entrepreneurial family. I grew up listening to, you know, the Graponi family of automotive retailers. When I was growing up, is that day of raising a family, of being supported by a local retail business, is it over?
No, I think it's just different. Local retail needs to offer the convenience we are now used to, and shop owners know that. They're aware of that. But it's a steep learning curve to get there.
Allison Capone's with us. She's encouraging people to join a cash mob in Concord on Saturday. So this is unleashing a ruly mob of shoppers onto the streets to spend money at small local shops. She's also CEO of the Nearby Registry. Tell us what the Nearby Registry is, Allison.
Virginia, have you ever, I'm assuming, been to a wedding?
Of course.
And you've maybe used a gift registry to buy a gift?
Absolutely. You know, they send you, they say, oh, we're registered at Crate and Barrel, we're registered at Target,
right,
et cetera.
And have you ever used one that is a local gift registry?
No.
Right. So that's what it is. It's an online gift registry service designed for local shops, service providers, and nonprofits. So for your special event, you can ask for things or experiences that you have always wanted, like flight lessons, cooking classes, restaurant gift certificates, and more traditional items like kitchen items and sheets.
So how do you do this? Do you interface with all of these participating stores and get their inventory and put them up online?
It's up to the store. Participating stores and nonprofits decide what they post. So someone who sells wine and cheese in their brick and mortar store may just post a gift certificate online, while a kitchen shop may post 50 top-selling items.
Okay, so for the end user, I go online, I can make a selection of, I can look at what my friend has registered at all local shops.
Yes.
Which is a great idea, because usually you have to go to different sites for
right.
it.
Right, yep.
Well, how about the local merchants? Are they participating?
Yes, they are. We have a lot of interest. We have dozens of people queued up at our launch, and we have national interest as well.
Now, I know this hasn't launched yet. I guess it's launching in May, but it's quite impressive. You've got a grant for the startup, actually. So is this eventually going to be a revenue-generating thing for you?
I do hope so. That's the plan, Virginia.
You spend a lot of time working on it, certainly. But, you know, Allison, what is it really for you to be so driven to do something like this? It's not just about making the cash. There must be something more at play for you.
Yeah, I think it's exciting that communities already have the businesses, services, adventures, and nonprofits that are important and interesting to that community. It's already built in. And I'm just really excited that we can offer those existing establishments a new market.
Allison, I really want to thank you for joining us, and best of luck.
Thank you.
Allison Capone, CEO of Nearby Registry. It's an online gift registry for local stores and nonprofits that launches in May. But you can read about her winning proposal for the New Hampshire Startup Challenge and find out more about Concord's Cash Mob Day. That's on Saturday, which she is organizing. There are links to all of that at wordofmouthradio.org. So coming up, we're going to pick up this indie theme with a discussion of The Hunger Games, Hollywood marketing, and survival for the mom and pop movie theater. That's when Word of Mouth continues on New Hampshire Public Radio.